Sticker shock at the grocery store. Why food prices are so high. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Earlier this month, I did a show about the slowing inflation rate for food in the U.S. Today, we dig into why those food costs have risen. Dawn Thilmany is a professor of agricultural and resource economics at Colorado State University.
People might not know this, but about 50% of the cost of food that we eat is labor in some way, shape, or form. And as a country, we've actually made some commitments to really raise wages for a large set of our workers. And since 50% of our food cost is labor, that's going to end up trickling through to our food cost as well. So most people would think that plays out well, because if we're all making more money, we can spend more money on food. But of course, that hasn't been even across the economy.
Besides labor costs, Thilmany says.
But there's a couple other things too. Those supply chain disruptions also affected energy costs, which are big for agriculture. We also have seen some weird versions of disease outbreaks that really have affected a couple of sectors.
While we can complain about grocery bills and restaurant meal costs, Thilmany says we might consider being thankful that we have adequate food supplies available in this country. She'll be back tomorrow to explain further. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.